Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I'm Matt Williamson. This is a Locked On NFL podcast short for the Miami Dolphins, who we just finished with the Lions, who made the playoffs last year and maybe didn't quite deserve it. And Miami's sort of in that same boat. Not that they didn't deserve it. I mean, they got in, their record got them in. You know, they had the correct record to get there. But, they were kind of a lucky to be there type of team, happy to be there type of team. Can they take the next step this offseason, or this season? I think it's possible. I think Adam Gase is very much the right man for the job. I'm a Tannehill fan and believer. I mean, don't take that too far, but I mean, they have a really good backup in Matt Moore, and they didn't have Tannehill to, when it mattered most. Maybe it would have made a difference, who knows? But I thought he made nice progress last year, his first year under Gase, and I think he'll take another step forward this year. I don't think he's knocking on the door of superstardom. I'd rather Stafford, who I talked about in the last episode. But there's a lot of ability here, and I think Gase will get it going in the right direction. Jay Ajayi has quickly become the foundation of this team, this offense, a power running game, a physical power running back. Who knows how long he can keep it up from a durability standpoint. He entered the league with a knee issue, that they were worried about. It's the only reason he dropped in the draft. But he's a great player. I really do think so. I mean, he hasn't been super consistent last year, game to game, but I think some of that was the circumstances around him. I think he's set up to get a lot of carries this upcoming year. True workhorse, catches the ball well too. I think he's a borderline star. I also think Damian Williams is an underrated, depth back. Not great, but he's an underrated player. I didn't understand the Kenyon Drake pick when they made it last year, and I still don't. He's fast. He's definitely a change of pace. Maybe he steps up in his second season. We'll see. But I'm not a huge believer there. I really like this receiving core. I personally would not have given Kenny Stills the money they did. I think he's somewhat of a one-trick pony and kind of throws off the balance now that, Landry's going to be a free agent. How much you pay him? If Stills is worth X, how much you give Landry? And Parker's coming up soon. But Landry's a big-time slot, physical, Hines Ward-type, trendsetter, difficult matchup, quarterback's best friend, guy you want on your team, don't want to fight him in a street corner, in an alley. Stills, like I said, to take the top off type. And Parker, to me, all the reports have been glowing about him. And I didn't love him coming out of school, but I'm buying that he's going to have a big year. I think he is at the perfect point of his career in a good situation to truly become a featured receiver, a do-it-all, downfield, move the chains, everything you ask for. And then the guy I don't think we should forget about here was last year's third-round pick, Leonte Carew. And apparently he had some weight issues and struggled to see the field, to say the least. And now he's buried. But I wonder if they move on from Landry after the season, if Carew fills that role as a physical slot-type guy. Maybe even gets a chance this year. Gase gets an awful lot out of the tight end position. And I've always liked Julius Thomas' skill set, but, I wonder if he is his body set to play tight end at this level and deal with the pounding that it takes to go with that. I don't know, but it's getting to the point of his career where he better step up, and I could see him having a successful season this year. I'm kind of predicting it, to be honest with you, that I think the Gase-Thomas marriage could be a very good one. I thought Miami would address their guard position a little more. That was, to me, a big hole going into this offseason with the assumption, and this is what happened, that Albert moved on and Tunsil goes to left tackle. First of all, I think Tunsil's going to be one of the best offensive linemen in the league. You know, like we've often talked about how, you know, rarely are Ogden, Bocelli, Walter Jones type guys coming into the league. Well, I honestly think Tunsil's in that mold. I think he's that good. It fell for obvious reasons with the mask and all that on his draft day. I think he's going to be one of the best left tackles in the league as soon as this year. Pouncey's still a really good center, but injured a lot. I think the right tackle, former first-round pick, Jawan James, is a good right tackle, quality player. But the guards, to me, are concerning. Urbick, Bushrod, Steen. I do like the Asiata pick in the fifth round, and I bet he ends up starting before long. And he's a mauler. He's a tough guy, a big physical, pile-moving type. They also have Ted Larson. So I guess the key with the line is if Pouncey can stay healthy, you're pretty darn good at tackle. They'd be pretty good at center. The combination of those five guards, if they can be adequate, which I guess isn't that crazy, then you're all right. You got a pretty good line and I think a pretty good offense all in all, especially with Gase leading things. On defense, they used their first three picks on each level of the defense. And if you pay attention, they play a lot of zone. You know, they want to put their resources closer to the line of scrimmage. They want to get home with four. You know, they used a first-round pick on a pass rusher, Charles Harris. And another fifth-round pick on a defensive tackle as well as bringing in William Hayes, who's a really, really good run-stuffing defensive end, but can also get after the passer. Re-signed Andre Branch to pretty big money. Cameron Wake's still a star. Namakong Su is a superstar that doesn't always get the credit he deserves there. Jordan Phillips is going to be more the nose tackle type, but an awful lot of ability. He was an early second-round pick not too long ago, 2015. So there's a lot of ability, a lot of different types with this defensive front, and they're going to have to be the key. You know, that they're going to have to be great for this defense to be middle of the road or above average. I don't think this defense has a chance to be great, but I think if this defensive line is great, and it can be. I mean, I named six or seven interesting guys led by Sue and Wake. Again, Sue's a stud. That the rest of the defense should fall into place. You know, they get weaker the further you get away from the ball. They brought in Lawrence Timmons. They drafted Raquion McMillan. Neither are exactly great coverage players, but they're run stuffers, and Timmons obviously brings the came a pretty good year in Pittsburgh, becoming certainly the veteran presence to this younger group. And for a while, I could take or leave him, to be very honest with him, but he's all right. I mean, he's a starter. Misi never really quite fit in where I thought he would. I thought he'd be a kind of more of a 3-4 outside linebacker than off-the-ball player. He's kind of proven to be neither. So I wish this unit had more athleticism, especially for as much zone as they play. I wish they had a linebacker that could really, really run, a run-and-hit type, or even one of these giant strong safety-turned linebacker Deion Buchanan type guys. So their linebackers are okay. I don't dislike Timmons, McMillan, Alonzo, you know, much lesser degree, Misi, but I wish there was more athleticism here. Secondary is good at the safety position. Rashad Jones is an excellent player, and he was missed quite a bit last year. They have Nate Allen, and I still have a lot of hope for TJ McDonald. I think TJ McDonald could resurrect his career here. You know, we'll see. Obviously, there's more extenuating there, but Jones is obviously the star of the secondary and a very good player. I was shocked how well Byron Maxwell played for Miami last year. I thought he was a bust. I thought he was, once he left Seattle, it was over. He played really well. And Xavien Howard has a lot of ability. Maybe he steps up in his second year. Both those guys have some physicality to them. Bobby McCain can play the slot. Tony Lepet also has some ability. Wide receiver turned corner with some size. Throw in Tankersley, his third-round pick this year, who doesn't like to tackle and isn't very physical, but there's ability there, and he plays the ball, and you know he creates turnovers. Again, if this defensive line is all we think it can be, this defense should be middle of the road, and I think the offense could be a little bit better than that. So I know I started this podcast by saying, well, they kind of just snuck into the playoffs last year. And I mean, I'm not lying about that, but I think that there's a gradual ascension and the arrow's not sticking straight up, but I think it's pointing up and Gase is leading the parade. And I think they have more direction than they have in the past and that the Dolphins will be in it and clearly the second best team in the AFC East this year.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.